Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back, quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Dustin Hawkinsmith, Jim Galante, coming to you again from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, bleep blue and white, drink blue and light. We are rolling down through Penn State's 2020 recruiting class as we kick off National Signing Day. We're doing this before the signatures are rolling in, so we're working off 27 commits, not really reacting to any surprises, but we're just looking at this class as a whole. What we've been doing is going from lowest rated to highest rated in the 24/7 sports composite ranking, so we're making our way towards the top. Still got a little bit of show left to do it. We left off with Amin Vanover, the defensive end from New Jersey. Looking now at Jair Brown, safety from Lackawanna College, one of two Lackawanna products in this class. He ranks as the number 16 junior college player in the country. Good safety prospect, I think. 6 feet, 203 pounds. I loved on film. His movement skills are pretty impressive, and that frame lends itself nicely to playing cornerback. I got the feeling that he could really hold his own when he was being asked to cover as well, and I think that's an important part of, if you look back on the way this season kind of got away in terms of the two losses. Coverage from the safety is one thing that people were complaining about. And I think that's one of the strengths of his game.
And you mentioned this Lackawanna pipeline. Is that going to be where we're going to go get our safeties for immediate help now?
Well,
following in the footsteps of Brisker, right?
It's an interesting way the last two classes have shaped up is that, you know, Penn State has not typically been a big junior college. They haven't pursued those guys very often. James Franklin has said on a lot of occasions that he's a believer in. I think the last time he said it was in the context of transfer players, but Penn State's a big believer in going into the high school ranks and developing guys from that age all the way through. But this is what, three Lackawanna guys in the past two classes, and when you include Jaquan Brisker. And,
was there another one last year? A lineman?
Oh yeah, Anthony Wigan.
Yeah,
duh. So four in the last two classes, 2 and 19, 2 in 2020. I think to me, I just took it as a testament to how James Franklin feels about Lackawanna College and how they develop kids and how prepared they are. And part of that, I don't think they'd be doing this right now if Anthony Wigan was a disaster and if Jaquan Brisker was a disaster. I'm not sure if their confidence in Lackawanna would hold up, but these two guys, the two guys that they got in this class are really good athletes and really good players, and they're going to arrive with a little bit more maturity, and maybe they can make an impact sooner than later.
And it does disperse the talent a little bit.
It does. Absolutely. Micah Bones is an interesting player. He ranks number 423 nationally, number 17 dual threat quarterback in the country. He's a three-star from Las Vegas. He's 6 feet, 195 pounds. He is a thrower more than he is a runner. And when you're that size and when you play with that temperament, it's hard to get a fourth star. I've said this. I'm a believer in this 100%. I think the way that Penn State recruits quarterbacks, they're going to be in the business of getting more three stars than they are five stars. And that's not to say that the three stars aren't good players, because Trace McSorley, for example, is maybe one of the most sound comparisons I can think of to Micah Bowens, in that he plays winning football for a winning program. He's not a big player by any means. He is a passer through and through. He can make plays. One of the things I remember about watching his junior film, I haven't watched his senior film. One of the things that stood out was him making plays, not just like out of the pocket, but at a dead sprint throwing dimes, and that's his temperament, that he will be able to elude pressure. But when he does elude pressure, it's not a blind, put your head down, take off and run. He's able to kind of keep his composure, keep his eyes down the field and make plays. Like I said, not just on a scramble situation, but at a dead sprint. I thought that was really impressive about him.
And I think, Dustin, this coaching staff has reached a point where they should be trusted in recruiting quarterbacks that may even be under the radar and not the five stars. It doesn't mean they don't want them. Remember, they were one of the first ones really in on Justin Fields. He wasn't a five star when they were first offering him, and we all know what he turned into. Will Levis was under the radar. Tommy Stevens was under the radar. Trace McSorley was under the radar, and they all did pretty well. And the comparison here with, again, at his size, 6'1", 195, it always reminds me of years ago when Trace McSorley was brought in as a three-star, and I asked our buddy Ross Tucker, what's the difference between him and a four-star? And he took his thumb and index finger and held them about 2 inches apart and said, that's the difference. If he were 2 inches taller, he's probably a four-star. And you could look at this kid at 6 foot. He's probably not going to get that fourth star. Add to it, he's in a great program. I don't believe he has, you know, 3 or 4 years experience at quarterback. I believe he was a defensive back because they had another kid a year or two ahead of him who was the starter and a good quarterback.
But I think there's a lot to like here, and I don't think having a three-star quarterback when he's a three-star for this reason, you know, like the NFL's tearing down walls as far as that, like, you got to be 6'4" kind of thing. You look at Kyler Murray having a lot of success and Russell Wilson having a lot of success. You know, Lamar Jackson wasn't your, you know, your typical pocket drop back quarterback. You're having guys who fit different molds now find success at the NFL level, but that sort of old school way of evaluating quarterbacks, I still think is present in this day. And I think if you're 6'1", 195, but you're a burner who's sprinting through secondaries on your film, you're considered a little bit differently than if you're a 6'1", 195 pound passer. Pure passer.
Exactly. And I think Trace McSorley is the great comparison here.
Yeah, and it's not to say that he's got all the same intangibles. We'll find out about that later. Golden Israel Achumba, offensive guard from Dematha Catholic. You know, what's interesting about him, he sits at number 422 in the 24/7 composite. I believe he's a four-star by Rivals, so that's worth considering too. As you talk, then I'll look that up. But from Dematha Catholic, good program that has produced a good number of Division I prospects. 6'5", 320. Is he a guard? You know, he's a high school guard. Is he a guard for the future? Is he a swing player? Either way, he's a really good player with some physical tools that you can really work with.
I think you look at him and the next guy you're going to bring up, both are listed at 6'5", 320. So that's a great size. They come from similar areas, Maryland and D.C., a hotbed for Penn State. Plus, he's got to be on the all-name team.
Golden Achumba?
Yes.
Oh, 100%. 100%. So, yeah, he's 6'5". He is a four-star from Rivals. The other that you mentioned, Olu Fashanu, is a three-star in the 24/7 composite. He's the next one up as we're working our way up the class ranking here. He's also a four-star from Rivals. So you look at these two frames and what you can imagine these guys can be. And that's what it's all about. You know, I think these guys are pretty polished playing where they play and all that, but they have the frame that you need to be offensive lineman at the Division I level.
And at the offensive line position, there's a couple guys who will set themselves apart. Penn State had a couple, Rasheed Walker, Nanu. Those were guys coming out of high school. But beyond those elite, it's tough recruiting offensive linemen, knowing where that talent is going to come from. So if I'm going to bet on these bodies at 6'5", like we said earlier, you can't coach 6'5".
Yeah.
You can't coach that, but you can shape the bodies and make them into college football players.
I'm going to skip one just real quick because this guy fits into the same conversation. Jimmy Crist from Sterling, Virginia, another player from that region, 6'7", 295. He's a three-star as well. I believe he was committed to Virginia. He flipped to Penn State. But 6'5", 6'5", 6'7", there. You include Ibrahim Traore, who's 6'5". You've got a lot of length in this class. Even as you look at Nick Dawkins as a guard, 6'4", 300. You've got size, you've got length, you've got some guys that you can build around here on that offensive line. I'm not that concerned about them being three stars in the 24/7 composite, especially when you consider that Rivals likes them more. You know, there is a good reason to like these guys. Joseph Johnson is a player that is the one player I skipped there. He's also from Virginia. He's a cornerback listed at 6'2", 175, the number 379 player in the 24/7 composite. I believe that for the same reason that Joey Porter Jr. is a cornerback at 6'2". We'll see if that changes as they maybe have a need at safety. I believe Joseph Johnson is a corner at 6'2", 175 pounds. He's got to build up that frame some, but I like the instincts and the footwork on film. I like the core stuff that you need to be a cornerback at the next level. I think he's got that. Anytime a player is 6'2", you can wonder if they're on the move or not, but you can make it a 6'2". And in fact, that's where college football and pro football has gone, is this length at cornerback.
And those are the kind of things that you look for at cornerback, and to see it in someone who has the height also is important. And if you notice, there's a common theme as we go through these guys who aren't the elite prospects coming in, is we're looking at the frames and saying, hey, we like that. And you could bet that the coaching staff was looking at that and said, we can do something with that frame.
Absolutely. And I think maybe this next guy, I mean, he doesn't fall quite under that category, but Zariah Fisher, you know, I think Kevin Givens might be an interesting comp here, because Zariah Fisher's from Aliquippa, from Western PA. He's 6'3", 255. He's listed as a defensive end. He's a big player who, you know, he has played linebacker. He's played defensive end. You can kind of imagine, just like Givens, you weren't sure if he was a defensive end or a linebacker. He ended up being a defensive tackle. You can imagine maybe a similar thing could happen with Fisher, but I think he's got the raw tools to hold up at defensive end. You got some options with him. I think he's one of the fastest rising players in this class, because he is a ferocious player. He is a good football player who I think was vastly underrated before his season began, and now he comes bursting onto the scene nationally, and he got a lot of praise for that work.
And we should point out, from here on out, we're going to be talking about four-star guys.
Fisher is now a four-star in the 24/7.
He's now a four-star, and the fact that he pointed out that he played linebacker, that makes him pretty athletic when you move him to defensive end, or perhaps ultimately to tackle.
I suspect, it's my thought, I've been right on these before, I've been wrong on these before, so take it with a grain of salt. I think he's a defensive end. I think that's where he's gonna hold up. If you've got the chops to play linebacker in the Whippeal, in Western PA, you've got the chops to play defensive end at 6'3", 255 at the next level. He didn't strike me as a guy, he's kind of a little bit on the long and lean side. He didn't strike me as a guy who's going to fill out and play defensive tackle, but nobody saw that come with Kevin Givens either. That's why I think it's a fair comp.
Exactly.
So he's a four-star, got a lot of love late in the cycle, Zariah Fisher. We're going to keep moving on. We've got the cream of the crop coming, a lot of skill positions as we continue to break down Penn State's 2020 recruiting class. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Looking for the perfect Christmas gift for the Penn State fan in your life? Then you have to go to 409tailgateclub.com and check out the Tailgate Christmas Gift Box, filled with their famous sauces and rubs and even a Tailgate Club apron. All in a gift box shipped directly to you. And for a 10% discount, be sure to use code KSN on checkout. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and don't forget to use the code KSN on checkout for a 10% discount.